Zakta Mishnah Vayter, Masechtas Idyas, Perik Dalid, Mishnah Vav. Our Torah of Shas continues. We already learned in Perik Aleph Mishnah Ches that food won't become Tameh, even if it touches Tumah, unless it first becomes Hukhshiru L'Kabel Tumah. It has to be prepared for Tumah. And how is it prepared for Tumah? It has to be touched by the Zayin Mashkin. One of the Zayin Mashkin. Remember what the seven liquids are? Yad, Shachad, Dam. Rashi Teivos, Yayin, wine. Devash, honey. Shin, shemen. Ches, chalav. Chalav is milk. Tes is tal, dew. Dam, the dalet is dam, blood. And the mem is mayim, water. It has to be touched by one of the shiva mashkin after it was detached from the earth. It doesn't become tamei. But then, should it come into contact with tumah, it'll become tamei. But, and there usually is an exception, the only time the liquid will be machshrit lekabel tumah is if it came into contact with the food l'ratzin. We wanted it to become wet. Number three, olives that are together in a keli, and this liquid comes out. It's like a dark liquid. It's called a moyel. It's not mamish oil. It's like a very filtered down, loose kind of a gooey pre-oil liquid. But it's machshir lekabel tumah, the way shemen would. What else do we have to know for our Mishnah? Olives that are standing, waiting so that we squeeze them out for their oil. The Bailim want this moil to come out. Why? It's not real oil. When this liquid comes out, and the olives are sitting in the liquid, they begin to break apart, and then it's much easier to squeeze them. In our Mishnah, we're going to see what is the halacha with this moil, this liquid that comes out of the olives that are not waiting for schita, they're not waiting to be squeezed, but rather they were set aside to eat. Is the owner pleased with this, and therefore becomes hukshu l'kabel tumah, or not? Again, if they were set aside to be squeezed, we know he's pleased with it. It makes it easier to squeeze. But if they're set aside to be eaten, what's the halacha? Zok the Mishnah. Perik Dalet Mishnah Vav Chaviyah Shal Zeisim Migulgalim. Someone has a barrel of olives pickling in salt. It's like soaking in the salt. Beishamay Oimrim, the Beishamay say, Einoi Tzarech L'Nakev. It's not necessary to make a hole in the barrel so that this liquid should pour out through the hole. Now, if we do that, we're clearly showing we don't want it. You see, I'm even making a drainage system. I want it to go out. But you don't have to. Because even if he doesn't make a hole, the liquid is not going to be machshir, these olives that are set aside to be eaten, to become tummy. Either touching the liquid, and the liquid has a din of shaman, but as explained, he doesn't want it. He doesn't want them to become wet. Olives begin to fall apart when they're laying in a puddle like this. So if you're squeezing them, it's good that they start falling apart. It's easier to squeeze, but if you're eating it, it's not so gishmak. Ubeisil loimrim, but the beisil will say, tzarech lenakev. No. If you don't want these olives to become hukshu lekabel tumah, you have to do an action to show you don't want it. You have to make a hole in the barrel. Because you know if you're going to put these olives in a barrel, it's going to get wet. You put them in the barrel. You don't want it to become wet? So show you're trying to drain it. Umoidim, but the basil would be moida. Shem nikva, that if he does make a hole. But what happened was the olive oil, this pre-olive oil, this moil, is still not coming out of the hole. Why? Because what happened was usasmuha shimarim, small pieces of sediments from the squeezed olives that remain in the oil, they float around and it stuffed up the hole. And therefore the moil didn't go out. So the basilla maidashi taira, it's still tar. Why? Because he showed us by making the hole that he doesn't want it. It didn't work, the hole didn't work because the shmarim stuffed it. It doesn't bother us. The point is that he showed us he doesn't want it. Weiter sagt the Mishnah. Now we know that Adam or Kalim, a person or Kalim that became Tameh, become tar in a mikvah. Food or mashkim that becomes Tameh does not have tahara b'mikvah. So, hasach, if someone shmears his skin, b'shemen tahar, b'shemen that is tar, v'nitma, and the person became Tameh afterwards when the oil was still on him, so the oil becomes Tameh. Yorad, he goes down into a mikvah, v'taval, and he toivels himself, he immerses himself in the mikvah. Beis Shammai Yomer, the Beis Shammai say, Afal Pisha Hu Minatev. Even though, after he toiveled himself, after he immersed himself in the mikvah, there's still so much oil on him that the oil is still dripping. Tahar. The person becomes Tahar. We don't say, oh, now you become Tami from the oil that's on you. Why not? Why doesn't he taka become Tami? After all, didn't you just say you can't be Matayar oil in a mikvah? And the answer is, enochanam. You can't put oil in a mikvah for it to become tar. But over here, I'm not talking about someone who took a bottle of oil and put it in a mikvah. The oil is on the body of the person. So it's bottled to the guf of the person. It's not considered a separate thing. And if his guf becomes tar, say the Bishamay, the oil on his guf also becomes tar. Ubishilam the Bishil say, I agree in principle that the guf on the body is like the body itself, but it depends how much oil. Only kidei sichas aver katan. If it's only a small amount of oil that remains on him, enough to spread over a small limb. The Batanura in Masech de Shabbos says that means the little toe of a day-old child. You can't get any smaller than that. So that's not cold oil. That's part of the body. And if the body becomes tar, the oil does. But if there's any more oil than that, no, say the Bishil. The oil does not become tar. It doesn't become bottled to the guf. It's like any other oil that does not become tar in a mikvah. Now, in the previous case, the person smeared himself with the oil in his body, and then he became tummy, which made the oil tummy. In the next case, we're talking about a case where it wasn't tardika oil that became tummy because it was on the guf that became tummy, but the oil was tummy to start with. This person smeared on himself tummydika oil. Zakt the Mishnah weiter, v'im ha'yashemen tummy mit chilasai. If the oil itself was tummy before the person smeared it on him, and then he went down and he titled himself, so can we say here too that the oil on the guf becomes bottled to the guf, and just like the guf is tar, the oil is tar? Depends how much. But here, everyone is more machmir. Beis Shammai Yomer, in this case, we're not going to say what we said earlier, when the shemen starts out being tar. There we said it can mamish be dripping from him. Now we're saying only very little. If the oil was tummy from before he put it on, a little bit could become tar, because it's connected to the guf, kidei sichas aver katan, only enough to shmir a small limb, or of course less than that. More than that is tummy. Ubeis hillim, and the beis hillim in this case, where the oil was tummy from beforehand, are even more machmer than kedei sichas aver katan. They say mashke tefeach, only if there was very little oil, enough so that if your hand touched it, so your finger would have a little bit of oil on it. That or less than that, that would become bottle. Then anything more than that, no, is tummy. Rabbi Huda Amim Mishum Beis Hillel. Rabbi Huda has a different opinion. In the name of the Beis Hillel, he says, Tofeach umat piach. He allows for a little bit more oil. There's enough oil over here that if he touches it with one finger, and then with that finger touches his other hand, the second hand would still have some oil on it. Even that amount, which is a little bit more oil, would also be tar. But more than that would be tummy. Now, what's the reason that we're more machmir if the oil was tummy to start with? I mean, sub, even if the oil was tahar to start with, but once he becomes tummy, it's metama the oil. So what's the difference? So the Mefarshim explained two reasons. One is, if the oil was tummy from before, it has more of a cheshivus in terms of tumma. It doesn't become bottled to the guf as much. The second reason is, it's a gzeda. I'm going to misunderstand it. This person smearing tamadika oil, he's taking it from a bottle, it says warning, tummy. And then he goes into the mikvah and we're saying it's tar. Ah, could be you can be matar oil in the mikvah. He won't chap, it's because of the guf. That's why we have to be more machmir if the oil was tummy from beforehand. Okay, so quickly chazering over what we learned in our Mishnah, Perik Dalid, Mishnah Vav. If we have a barrel of olives that were set aside, they're being pickled or set aside to be eaten. So the Shammai say, everyone knows, pickled olives, you don't want them to get soaked. So the moisture that comes out, the pre-oil moisture that comes out, is something he doesn't want. And something you don't want is not machshir the peiros b'makabeltum. He doesn't have to make a hole to drain it. We know he doesn't want it. The Basil say, no. He has to make a hole in the barrel to show he doesn't want it. Now, it doesn't bother me. If he made a hole and somehow the sediment stuffed up the hole, and lamaisa, this moil, this liquid, is not draining, it doesn't bother us that it's getting wet. What bothers us is, how do we determine what his feeling is? By making a hole, he shows us he doesn't want it. Either hole is not working, it's not a problem. He showed us he doesn't want it. That's all. And even according to the Beis Hillel, it doesn't become Huchshu L'Kabel Tum. Then we learned that if you smear your basar with shemen tahar, you become tamei, so now the shemen becomes tamei. You can't be matar shemen in a mikveh. But the shemen is on his body, he goes into the mikveh and comes up. The Rishamis say oil on his body becomes tar. If his body becomes tar, the oil becomes tar. Separately, to take oil, you can't be matired in a mikveh. But if it's on his guf, it's okay, even if it's dripping mamish with oil. The Basil say, no. Only a little bit of oil. Kidei sichas aver cotton. Enough to smear the small finger of a baby. Some say it means of the hand, the pinky, whatever it is. Only a little amount. More than that, we say it's separate, even though it's on his body, and you can't be matar oil. But if the Shema was tamei before he put it on, everyone's a little bit more machmir. The Bishami say, no, over here it's only a drop of oil that we would say would become bottled to his guf, kedei sichas aver katan, and the Bishil say, even less than that, we're more machmir. Mashke tefeich. Mashke tefeich means if you would touch it, there'd be some mush of oil on your hands. Rabbi Yehuda says, we're not that strict. It could even be tofeich umetpiach, enough oil that not only if you touch it is there some mush on your hands, but if that finger would touch your other hand, the other hand would also become wet a little bit. Even that amount of oil, or less, would become bottled to the guf. But either way, both the Beis Shammai and the Beis Hillel are being much more machmi here because the oil was tamei from before.